So we'll speak out a little bit of Reish as it relates to the daf. Just means we're going to have to make it up tomorrow. But just speak out a little bit of Reish as it relates to today's daf. So the theme of what we've been learning since we revisited the sugyas of Agunos is the halacha that an Eid Echad is believed by Eidas Isha, even though it's a Davash of Erva, and ordinarily Ein Davash of Erva Pachis Mishnayim. Not just that, a Pasul is believed when it comes to Eidas Isha. Not just that, even about Dover, Ha'isha herself is also going to be believed. There's a parish in the Torah called Shvuas Ha'edos. There's also a parak in Shas, the fourth parak in Masach the Shvuas, that's called Perak Shvuas Ha'edos. So what exactly is Shvuas Ha'edos? The Torah says that in the event, Reuven is Tevei Shimon. Reuven goes over to Shimon and says, you know, I have a court case, and I'm trying to put together my defense. I know that you have the ability to testify on my behalf, so that I will be Yotzo Zakai Beden. I'm kindly requesting that you please do a toivah to a yid. You make yourself available on this and this date. Come testify on my behalf. Shimon looks at Reuven and he says, I have no idea what you're talking about. He says, you do. He says, I don't. And he swears. This is old school. I swear that I have no idea what it is you're talking about. Later, they found out that Shimon really knew all along exactly what he was talking about. And when he swore falsely. There's a parasha in the Torah that addresses this very, very unique case. And the parasha in the Torah states that Shimon now has a chiv to bring a carbon. He has a chiv to bring what's known as a carbon shvua, specifically the carbon of Shvuas Ha'edus. That's the very, very short version of what Shvuas Ha'edus is. Perek Shvuas Ha'edus begins with halacha. The Mishnah says, Shvuas Ha'edus, noyheges ba'anoshim, v'loy b'noshim. The parasha of Shvuas Ha'edus is noyheges ba'anoshim. It's something that relates to men, but v'loy b'noshim. It doesn't relate to women. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, why not? Why not? Why should Shvuas Ha'edus be noyheges anoshim v'loy b'noshim? So the Gemara is pasha. You know why? Because Shvuas Ha'edus begins with Reuven being teveya someone to come say Ha'edus. So Shvuas Ha'edus could only be negeya someone that's a kosher aid. But someone that's not able to say Ha'edus, so Shvuas Ha'edus doesn't even start. Why not? So it says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabban and Tzabrais, it says, V'amdu shnei anoshim. And we learn from shnei anoshim, anoshim akoshel Ha'edus. Noshim, however, apostle Ha'edus, so being that noshim apostle Ha'edus. So it's for that reason, says the Gemara, Shvuas Ha'edus is neheges ba'anoshim v'lei b'anoshim, simply because it's impossible to have a real Shvuas Ha'edus case by women because of the fact that women apostle Ha'edus. Freit Rab Kiva Eger. In the beginning of Perek Shvuas Ha'edus, says, I don't understand. The Gemara says, in the sugis of Perek Shvuas Ha'edus, that in the event that Reuven would be Tevei Shimon to say Ha'edus on his behalf, and the nature of the Ha'edus would be Ha'edus Isha. That's what's going on. So somebody was Tevei someone to say Ha'edus Isha, whatever the case was, but it was Ha'edus Isha. And then the person denied the fact that he had any whereabouts of this Ha'edus Isha. And then he swore, and then we found out that he was lying. The halacha is, there would be a parash of Shvuas Ha'edus. In other words, Shvuas Ha'edus is Negei, even Ha'edus Isha. It's a fake Rab Kiva Eger. He says, I don't understand. The Mishnah says, Shvuas Ha'edus Neheges Ba'anoshim V'loy B'noshim. Zok the Gemara, why? Because Noshim Apostle Ha'edus. V'amdu Shnei Anoshim, Be'edim HaKosim Medaber, Edim Anoshim, V'loy Be'edim Noshim. And being that an Isha's Apostle Ha'edus, Memela, she's not Shaykh to the Parasha of Shvuas Ha'edus. Fake Rab Kiva Eger. I have a hechatimtza where a woman is kashal edus, where she should be subject to the rules and the laws of Shvuas Ha'edus. What would be if somebody was tevei afroi to say edus by edus isha? By edus isha, there's a parasha Shvuas Ha'edus, and by edus isha, we know that even a woman is neman to say edus. It's a freik Rab Kiva Eger, a mayur diga kasha. I don't understand why the Mishnah says Shvuas Ha'edus is neheges ba noshim v'loy b'noshim because noshim apostle edus. If there's a parasha Shvuas Ha'edus, even by edus isha, noshim are neman to say edus. So l'chura there should be a parasha of Shvuas Ha'edus b'noshim, albeit by Ha'edus Isha. Zok Rab Kiva Eger, or Yisoy Gadol. Kiva Eger says that it's true that a woman is neman to say Ha'edus b'Ha'edus Isha, just like a man is. And it's true that psulim are neman to say Ha'edus b'Ha'edus Isha, just like sherim are. However, l'yroyze k'royze. There's a fundamental difference between the way Beis Din approaches an eight kosher that walks into Beis Din and says Ha'edus be'Ha'edus Isha versus the way Beis Din approaches an eight posel that walks into Beis Din and says Eidos Isha. When an eight kosher walks into Beis Din and he says Eidos Isha, Zogt Rav Kiva Eger, Beis Din accepts his testimony with the parasha of Eidos as an Eid Echad. He's never b'toiras Eid. However, when a posel walks into Beis Din and says Eidos be'Eidos Isha, the posel is not Neman b'toiras Eid. Because to be Neman b'toiras Eid, you would have to be someone that's bechefza and eid kosher. And psulim are not eidim ksherim. And as a result, they can't be treated and have their testimony accepted as if they're an eid. So why then are they believed? It's based on all the svaras that the Gemara said. Primarily, daike isho mintzaba. And because there's an umdin of daike isho mintzaba, and now there's an eid walking into Beis Din, even apostles saying that this is what happened, so Beis Din assumed this is what happened. But Beis Din is accepting the testimony, not b'toiras eid, here's the punchline, but b'toiras evidence. An eid kosher that walks into Beis Din is neman as an eid, whereas an eid apostle that walks into Beis Din, in the same exact seer, the same eidus isha, that person is going to be neman b'toiras evidence. Zok Rav Kiva Eger, the parish of Shavuos Eidos is a parish in Hilchas Eidos. So if a person is Neman B'Teiras Eid, al zeh Neman, a parish of Shavuos Eidos. And it's true, Rav Kiva Eger said, it's Mavur in the Sugyas, that even Eidos Isha is subject to the laws of Shavuos Eidos. But it's only if the person's an Eid. The Nefesh Ki Techeta, the Shama Koil Olav, who Eid, Oiro, Yod, Im Vayagid, V'Nas Avoyna. The parish of Shavuos Eidos, and then the parish of Vayikra begins with the person being an Eid. So an Eid Kosher, who be Eidos Isha, is Neman B'Teiras Eid. So when this person stands in front of the court, he says, Kach V'Kach happened, or Kach V'Kach didn't happen. He's coming B'Teiras Eid. And because he's coming B'Teiras Eid, so now already he's Shaykh to the parasha Shavuos Eidos. So if someone's Tevei, an Eid Kosher, and says, come be made on his my behalf, for who Eid? And as an Eid, he knows exactly what happened. He is an Eid. By the way, what would be if another Eid Echad would walk into Beis Din? So now there would be two Eid, and for sure he would be an Eid, Zok Rav Kiva Eger. So you see that Be'etzim he's an Eid, Narvas, right now, Echad Neshat Tzveit Eid. But the bottom line is, he's Be'etzim an Eid. When he talks, we see an Eid Echad over here. And because we see an Eid Echad over here, therefore he's shaykh to the parasha of Shavuos Eidos, as opposed to apostle, who, even if another person would walk in, there wouldn't be a tziruf now of two Eidim. So this person is Neman B'Teiras evidence, doesn't even have the toyar, can't even walk around with a name tag that says, I am an Eid, as it relates to Eidos Isha. Therefore, he's chi, or in this case, is not of a who Eid. And therefore, there wouldn't be a parasha Shavuos Eidos. Zok Rav Kiva Eger, the fiza would come at another nafkamina. And that is, what would happen if somebody came and was mazen an eight posel, in a situation where an eight posel is neman? What would be if somebody would be mazen that eight posel? Would there be a parasha of azama, or would there not be a parasha of azama? So a woman would walk into Beis Din where an eight echad is believed, so that apostle is believed, and an isha is believed, and she would say, kach v'kach happened, and this time. And then two Eidim walk in, and they say, Imanu Yisim b'mal kompleini. How could you say that? Zok Rav Kiva Eger, it's poshut, there wouldn't be a parish of Hazama either. Why not? Because when the Torah talks about Hazama, the Torah says, v'darshu ha-shoiftim heitev, v'hine eid, sheker ha-eid, sheker ana ba'achiv. The Torah refers to this person as an eid. An eid kosher is an eid. An eid apostle is not an eid. And because an eid kosher is an eid, an apostle is not an eid, so Zok Rav Kiva Eger, it's for that reason that an eid echad, even though right now he's not being neman, maybe b'toiras eidos, because right now all he is an eid echad. But at the end of the day, if another eid would walk into Beis Din, then he would be neman b'toiras eidos. So it comes that he's b'cheftz an eid, and because he's a cheftz an eid, therefore he's subject to the laws of shvuos eidos, and therefore he'd be subject to the laws of azam as well. A bezok Rav Kiva Eger, apostle that walks into Beis Din, it's true the apostles believe just like the kashers believe. At the end of the day, there's the same svar of daiki shomintzava. But at the same time, if another eid would walk into Beis Din, this apostle would not be believed. Why not? Because all he or she is an eight apostle. So it comes that you're not even Neman. Now we don't even deher an eight echad. And if right now we don't deher an eight echad, so it's for that reason there's not going to be a parsha of Shavuos Eidos. For that reason there's not going to be a parsha of Azoma as well. This Geshmak is far of Rav Kiva Eger, I found also in the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch is Niflo. So the Michas Chinuch is a mitzvah Lamed Zayin, and it's talking about one of the Aseres Hadibris. It says, Loisana Bereyach Eid Shaker, right? We forget sometimes how seriously Chazal took the whole idea of testifying falsely in court. It's one of the Aseres Hadibris. Loisana Bereyach Eid Shaker. Zok the Chinuch. This is the Chinuch talking. V'noyheges, this love is noyheges b'chol makoim, ubechol zman bischarim avoloi benekevus. It's negay by scharim. It's not negay benekevus. Why? She'ina noshim b'teiros edus. Because a woman is pasul edus, and because a woman is pasul edus, so it's for that reason it's mehegus bischarim avoloi benekevus. As loizok techinach. Freit the minchas chinuch. He says, I don't understand. Why should the lav of leisana b'riach eid shaker only be negay a men, not women? Women are also sometimes kashal eidus. The kashal eidus be'edus isha. Kamakun chemina chachol meid echad even psulim aneman. So wherever you have a pasul is neman, l'chayr and isha is neman as well. So vazok the chinuch leisana b'riach eid shaker is mehegis b'schar mavaloi b'nekevis. L'chayr it chemina gay b'nekevis as well. Wherever women are neman, such as in the event that you have eid. This isha zokte mechas chinuch. It's muchach from the chinuch that the chinuch held that although it's true in eid echad, a isha would be believed wherever eid echad is believed. Oh, but she's not an eid. She's not believed b'toyras eid. She's a piece of evidence. She walked into Beis Din. She said something happened. Beis Din hears her out 100%. Betziruf with the svaro that it's a milsa David legluye. Betziruf with the svaro of daiki isha mitzvah. B'shemagun akilu bei rabbanon. And therefore the rabbanon ended up believing her. Oh, but an eid she's zichanat. But when an eid kosher walks into Beis Din, so then he's an eid. L'maynaf gemin if another eid would walk in. So now his eidus would be accepted as one of two Edim, now you have regular two Edim. Oh, now it's game on. It's a whole different sugya. But zokta minchas chinuch that an isha, even when she's believed, she's not believed b'teiras eid. And if she's not believed b'teiras eid, she can't be included in the lav in the Torah of leisana b'reyacha eid shaker. In other words, it's mavur from the gedolei achronim, Rav Kiva Eiger, and the minchas chinuch, that although in the sugyas of Eidos Isha, that's the sugya that we're learning right now, but really it's negeya, all sugyas where an eid echad is believed. It's not only an eid kosher that's believed, but it's an eid posel that's believed as well. Specifically an isha, we're learning perik isha shalom. The isha of our perik is the isha that's believed to say meiz baili. So as it relates to the sugyas that we're learning now, there is an afkamina between an eid kosher saying meiz bailech versus an eid posel saying meiz baili. When an eid kosher says meiz bailech, he's believed b'teiras eid echad. We see an eid standing in front of us. L'may nafkamina, shvuos ha'edos, hazama. If he testifies falsely, he would violate the law in the Torah of Leisana Bereyach Eid Shaker. However, if a woman who's an eight apostle would walk into Bezin and she would say Meiz Baili, even though we will accept her testimony, just as we would accept the testimony of an eight kosher, but at the end of the day, because she is Be'etzem, she's Bechepza, a person that's Pasul Eidos, there wouldn't be a Parsha Shvuos Eidos, there wouldn't be a Parsha of Hazama, and you wouldn't have the Loisase of Leisana Bereyach Eid Shaker. That's the first story.